We're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Jonathan Swinton, as you may say, is a throwback in his photography. He works exclusively in black and white, beautiful work in black and white. His exhibit opens this afternoon at the Juno Artist Gallery, First Friday Reception, where he's this month's featured artist. Jonathan, thanks so much for coming in and giving us a moment of your time here to talk about your work.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Your book that Rhonda just handed me called Juno in Monochrome. Tell me a little bit about, you know, I think that people think of especially in the summer, the incredible colors, the vibrancy,
sure.
And why you turn to monochrome and what you're trying to express when you are working in black and white and monochrome.
Yeah, well, you know, I was trained as in the darkroom days. You know, I got a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree back when I shot with large format cameras, and So I saw the world through that black and white filter. And one thing I really feel like it does and offers still today is kind of a romantic view of a lot of things. You know, one of the things I love to photograph, for example, around Juno are some of the old ruins at the mines, or items that might seem to be forgotten or broken. And I feel like black and white offers a kind of a forum to make something beautiful out of those.
There seems almost like sometimes when you're looking, to me as a layman looking at it, when you look at black and white photography, it can bring out details that you wouldn't otherwise. It's almost like the color overwashes the details that can happen in black and white.
Absolutely. You know, with color photography, it's a different approach. You know, you use the color to make the composition work. With black and white photography, the composition has to work because of the light the contrasting objects, and I feel like it offers a different challenge, and I think that's just the way I see things.
Is your equipment very different than what someone who just has an SLR camera would use?
Or? Nope. You know, I shoot with a digital SLR, and you know, have a variety of lenses, so I use very similar equipment to every other colored photographer around. But I'm able to use a lot of the skills that I learned back in the darkroom in some of our digital software mm-hmm. programs these days to create what I used to be able to do in the darkroom.
Tell me about that transition between film to digital. Tell me about where that is now for you as a photographer.
I
have a lot of friends who are photographers that – boy, it was a hard transition for a long time.
Some
of that was because the technology wasn't quite there.
Yeah. You know, the technology has come so far that the quality you can get out of these digital products is just incredible. And it really meets or surpasses what we could do with film today. But it was a transition that took some buy-in from me. You know,
yeah.
My Hasselblad sits on my desk at work, I joke that I'll be buried with it because, again, I root so much identity in that.
Were you a darkroom guy? I mean, was that?
I was. You
yeah,
know,
right.
I was the guy all through college who was in the darkroom till 3 a.m., and I'd come home and smell like Fixer. And
Well, it was magical.
It was.
I mean, I you know, in that those of us who remember that era before digital photography was something that was even available at all.
Yeah.
It was magical to see. I mean, I never did darkroom work, but mm-hmm. I observed it. And to just that moment when that photograph
that image
just appears.
Pops up. Yeah.
And it was incredible.
It was. And we can still do that. You know, the nice thing is these companies who used to make all the best papers and products to make the images how you want it in the darkroom, they make great digital products now. And so I'm able to sit in front of a digital printer and use special archival inks and papers that bring out a warmth to the black and white images. And
that's really interesting.
Can create something. So I'm not relying on a lab to do that work for me. That's an important part of the process.
I had never really thought about that. I mean, obviously, that is a huge part of it. The type of printer, all of that,
yeah.
The type of ink, the type of paper. Tell me about the work that you're showing today at the Juno Artist Gallery that people are going to be able to see.
Yeah, I've got a variety of images from around Juno. They're not the typical photography you might see people do around Juno. You know, there are a few from some of the famous tourist spots, but they look a little different. Like the image that's on the cover of the book I've just shown you.
Yeah, that's Mendenhall Glacier.
There's Mendenhall Glacier, but right. The thing that makes that image, I think, is this railing that's in the corner, this man-made thing that's interjected into a beautiful nature scene. And so what people will see, they'll see...
You know, I would have to say it's the walkway that goes out to kind of the photo spot.
Yep,
most of us have walked it. I would say that your photograph, though, really does it justice. I mean, it really allows it to show that it has beauty and in the way it was designed was... It does work.
Absolutely.
It's kind of – I hadn't really thought about it. You know, I'm always just walking on it,
yep,
not thinking about what it looks like.
But yeah, well, I get excited when I see things like that. You know, I'm a family therapist by day in my, you know, typical professional life. And I spend my time helping people find beauty out of really difficult and crummy things. And I feel like when I'm out with my camera and when I'm making things with my printer – that's what I'm trying to do, too. I'm taking things that, you know, might seem ordinary or forgotten or broken by somebody else and try to make something great out of it. And that's what they'll see, hopefully, when they see the artwork. It's really trying to help see beauty in a lot of stuff that a long time ago was worth something.
It'd be a matter of perspective.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, you got to run out of here. Because your opening's starting in about a half hour,
yeah,
right? But it's down at the Juno Artist Gallery, we all know, down in the Senate building there on South Franklin. Just such a wonderful resource for artists and for those of us that live in Juno to have the artist gallery there. Have you been a part of that for a while? Or
no, you know, it's a fairly new thing. I just joined about 2 or 3 months ago
to the
gallery. So, but it's... I'm excited to be a part of such a great group of artists.
Well, that's great. Well, we will let you go to your reception. We'll allow you to go to your reception. Jonathan Swinton showing at the Juno Artist Gallery starting just in about a half hour, 4:30, and going for First Friday. So as you walk around First Friday, make sure that you go to the Juno Artist Gallery. Say hi to Jonathan and see some of his beautiful work. Jonathan, thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate you talking to us today.
Thank you.
Okay.